We were adding on to our little house, and we were getting some help from good old Chuck. Yeah, he's been a part of adding to our house. Actually, he did most of the work. A wonderful Christian brother, skilled builder, handyman. He's like an everyday genius, which I am not. The days were pretty long, and we'd be leaving the house earlier than Chuck got there, and we'd return home after dark. So I didn't get to see him much, but every day that front porch was noticeably farther along than it was when we left that morning. I actually did get to talk to Chuck on the phone one day, and I said, in a way he reminded me of the Lord. He was interested in how that happened. I said, well, I don't actually see him, but I see the difference he's made. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about living proof of a living Savior. There was a song years ago that said, people need the Lord. You might remember it. Well, that's people you're around all the time, but they can't physically see him, of course. They can't realize how real and how loving and how powerful he is by seeing him in person. But God's plan for introducing himself to them is that, much like our friends building work, they see the difference God is making in you. In 1 Peter 2:12, our word for today from the Word of God, Peter says, live such good lives among the pagans that, though they may accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God. Now, here are people who may even be hostile towards you and towards your Lord, but they see such impressive living proof of the Jesus difference in your everyday life, in what it says here are called your good deeds, they end up glorifying God. Well, Jesus made this same point in the Sermon on the Mount. He said, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. There it is again. They can't see your Lord, but they can see your good deeds that are there because he's in you. And that living proof can turn them to him, especially in a world that's more skeptical than ever of religious pitches and religious systems or religious pitchmen. Notice, God doesn't say they'll be impressed with your arguments or your persuasive words. No, it's going to be your persuasive life, the random acts of kindness, the words of encouragement, your temper under control, the cleaned up mouth, the way you treat and talk about your mate, or your children, or your parents, your unselfishness, or the way you just put others ahead of yourself. On one clarification, you can't show them the Jesus difference and that alone. You do have to tell as well. I mean, who is making the difference? Look, I could watch you for the next 50 years. They're not going to say, you know, Joe is such a nice guy. I'll bet Jesus died on the cross for my sins. They're not going to figure that out. You have to tell them. So the business of taking people to heaven with you is actually, yeah, kind of like first grade. Show and tell. That's why Peter says right before his statement about them seeing your good deeds that you are, quote, belonging to God that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his wonderful light. They need to see it, but then you need to tell them. They'll never guess he died for them unless you tell them. Our friend is a carpenter that I may not actually see, but I could see each day the difference he was making. You belong to a carpenter named Jesus, and whether or not the people around you will ever know him may depend on whether or not they can see in you the difference that Jesus makes.